According to the oldest man from Okwanfa community in Etiosa, who died in 2013, Alhaji Mudashiri Ajakaye, he said dredging and sand filling started in Lagos as a way of reducing breeding grounds for mosquito that was a threat to the colonial masters because they were always affected by malaria. But decades later, dredging and sand filling are now key components of urban property development in the reclamation of land for coastal development. One of such coastal developments is the controversial Eco Atlantic City project, which coastal communities and some environmental experts have attributed as responsible for increasing coastal and shoreline erosion. The desire to make Lagos a mega city by the state government with the rapid urbanization has led to dredging around coastal communities. A marine ecologist and director of Community Conservation and Development Initiative, CCDI, Mr. Ako Amadi, described the urban development in Lagos as driven by money and investment instead of knowledge in the area of research and sustainability.
So what is going on in Lagos? It's being driven by money. Something like Eco Atlantic, the Lekki Corridor, the new seaport that's going to be built there, airports, export processing zone. These things are not based on research. They're just based on money and investments, and therefore they're bound to have impact. Whether the impacts are going to be positive, I don't know, but I know the negative one, and that is that when the land use there progresses without any form of environmental impact assessment, you must be ready for things to happen which will not be very, very good for the population as well as the ecological system itself. There's a lot of recklessness, you know, in economic development in Lagos. And unfortunately, maybe not this generation, but generations that will come after us are going to reap the unsavory effects of it.
Mr. Amadi called for a disaster risk reduction mechanism with input from local people in building resilience to impact of climate change as it profile more solutions.
People start implementing very small things at a local level, involve local governments, but they know climate changes, they know the impact of climate change, they know how to build resilience. You involve the private sector that before you do anything, make sure that they're looking at environmental concerns, that the refuse is collected, deposited in places where they can be managed properly.
The founder of Justice Empower Initiative, a non-governmental organization that empowers poor and marginalized communities in Lagos, Megan Chapman, pointed out that some coastal communities in the state might become extinct if the level of dredging continues.
So a lot of the communities that we work with off of Apapa and out towards Taco Bay and a lot of those island communities are really, really suffering from a combination of different things. One of them is periodic dredging now that actually can undermine the solidity and the stability of their communities and cause serious erosion. The other impact, you know, the environmental erosion, which is caused by climate change and so many other things, and the changing tidal patterns that has been caused by huge developments like Eco Atlantic. That is another cause of erosion, but the impact for them is the same. They lose land, they lose, you know, houses that fall into the water, that become unstable. You hear stories about, you know, children falling into the water, maybe drowning and all that.
Megan Chapman appealed to the Lagos State Government to undertake urban development in line with its megacity goals that is inclusive of the diversity of the indigenous people and settlers.
Lagos is a very unique place. It has a unique identity, and part of that identity is the diversity of the communities that exist. If you're looking at a future Lagos that is mega city, meaning something that looks like Dubai, have a certain kind of development, a development that gives preference to a certain lifestyle, a certain type of people with a lot of money and so on. I think it's a mistake, and I think in the long term, we don't want a Lagos where everything looks like, you know, Lekki Phase 1. I think that Lagos is a place with so many different people, such diversity, diverse architecture, diverse people living, different ways of life, and if we don't make space for all those different people, it's going to be a real mistake.
An indigenous Otodogbame, one of the coastal communities in the state, Mr. Emmanuel Ahijo, shed more light on how dredging around the community is affecting fishing, which is a major source of livelihood for residents in the area.
Digging the sand from the ending of the village, and I believe still digging it right now as I'm talking to you. Then they are building their orange lounge along the community as is. What I heard is that they want to, after some filling, they will start making a structure there. Liberty Punk, they call it in our language, they call it Akaja. That dredger have destroyed the whole surface of it. The Ekowa system has been destroyed. The access route to the river has been blocked. The houses, some of the houses have been blocked. Their nets and their tankers and other instruments of fishing have been destroyed. So even their fish, there's no other fish. There's no fishes in the water again. To go to a far, far, far place. But before, they don't stay in our community here and fish their fish.
Experts in the environment sector believe that development that is not backed by sustainability pose a threat to future generations and call for three-dimensional ingredients of sustainable development, which are people, planet, and profit. I am Tina Armstrong.